It was an obscure and cryptic text of scripture, a little phrase hidden in a strange oracle spoken by an ancient and puzzling prophet. And then suddenly, that little phrase exploded on the American consciousness in the auspicious year of 1844 and has been a featured fact in American high school history textbooks ever since. So let's see. A text of scripture? American history? 1844? No, we're not talking about Daniel 8:14. Something far more obscure and yet now as famous. Buried in the book of Numbers, four little words that so aptly express the sum of our astonishment when there is really nothing else to say. What hath God wrought? What hath God wrought? Those are the words that Samuel Morse tapped out as the first official telegraph message ever sent, transmitted on May 24, 1844. He sent it over a wire strung between the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., and an office in Baltimore, Maryland, in a demonstration to Congress to prove what his new device could do. Those four little words both announced and encapsulated an incredible new era of mass communication that continues to this day. And in our case, those four little words describe an incredible era of 40 years. 40 years in this faith community. An amazing era of spreading a message around the world. You may remember the context of where those four words came from. Balaam, the unwilling, incorrigible prophet, just can't help himself as he looks down from a mountain on the people he is supposed to curse. But all he can do is prophesy a bright era for God's people. In the Old King James it says, "Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought?" He doesn't give any details, no poetic metaphors about national glory, conquest, blessing, wealth, joy, peace. No. To describe what people will say about that time, it's just, what hath God wrought? Wow. This is the time that will be described as, look what God has done. What were those times? Those were the what hath God wrought times. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to remember, think, talk, sing, laugh, cry about an era, about 40 years, about which the only thing we can say that sums it all up is what hath God wrought, and we're going to thank him for it.